MI3 Network.
KB9HAY Mobile.
CMN Network.
This is MIKSR Whisper.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
K88UGD Mobile.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
K9OVO for an audio check.
MI3 Network.
KA9OVO for an audio check. Anybody copy?
Yeah, this is W8MEL, Whiskey 8 Mecca, Colima.
Is the audio okay on this radio?
Sounds good, loud and clear. I don't hear any distortion or any anything else.
All right, thank you very much. I had to reset the audio levels on it because it wasn't working properly. I appreciate it. K9OVO clear.
Okay, you have a good day. This is W8MEL clear.
And this is N9KXR. I heard a W8 call. Can you copy me at all?
Yeah, I can. Name here is Mel. I'm up near Grand Rapids. I'm working through the link. We're linked to South Bend.
All right, real good. Hopefully it's inside work today. I'm about repeater, and kind of an old-time ham that gave it up for about a decade, and I just, matter of fact, you're the first person I talked to in several years. Is it reasonably okay?
Yeah, your audio's fine. What's your location? I'm in a town called Hudsonville, southwest Grand Rapids. I used to live down in South Bend. I used to work at Channel 28 50 years ago.
All right, way to go. Yeah, I'm kind of semi-retired. I'm just doing a little part-time thing here anymore, pushing 70 next coming summer. Boy, that's a very nice signal. What kind of, how many watts are you putting out?
Well, I'm probably only putting in 20 watts. I don't know. I got the power turned on. I've got a Vertivis single band, and I run it up to, let's see here. I've got a mag mount on my metal roof that's cut for 220, and then the repeater's south of Grand Rapids, and that's linked to several, but one in South Bend for sure.
Yeah, that's an excellent signal from there. There's just the most minor hiss, and otherwise totally intelligible. Yeah, I used to get on 220 quite a bit. It's always been my preferred mode of travel, so it creates a lot of fun. Again, my semi-retirement year, I decided, pull this old stuff out, and I didn't have any antennas hanging, and now I've got one in the corner of the house. It's being bombarded by wind these days, but...
Yeah, the name here is Mel. I got a vanity call, Mike Echo Lima. I've been retired from the phone company more than 10 years, and I'm pushing closer to 80. I'll be 79 this year. I'm multitasking. I have several hobbies. I keep busy all the time. I think I always joke I have to go back to work so I have enough time to get stuff done.
I totally understand that. I've been transitioning for the last year. But I also have a lot of interest, including radios and amateur astronomy and such, that keep me busy whether it's cloudy or clear. And that's why we have some age under our belts. And you in particular, that's really, really good to hear. Hopefully you're overall in good health and have with things in life at your face.
Yeah, I'm in good health. I've had a couple stents put in. My wife had some knee replacements. I've got them replaced there, so I'm in fairly good health physically. My wife and I are ballroom dancers. I do gardening. I have one inside, and I'm waiting for it to get warm enough so I can go outside. I got hydroponics working on that now, down in the furnace room. Then I'm, same time I've got a woodworking project, as I go out and do that, I'm putting a finish on. So I multitask.
Originally,
it must have been must have been about 78. I can't remember. I live in Big Rapids. I worked at the university there, and I got a technician plus, but what they had back then because they didn't have the code. So that's been a number of years. I was off the air for quite a while, and then finally the kids moved out, the dogs and cats moved out, so I had more time. I started buying more equipment.
Isn't that the truth, Mel? Yeah, when the house falls silent after those children go, it really gets quiet. I know by experience, the only mess are the ones that we and our wives make. So maybe some grandkids when they drop over. But well, that's awesome. Yeah, I was also a no-code tech. Just the very year, if not the year after, they implemented that.
Yeah, I can't remember when... I actually gave all my ham equipment away. I left Big Rapids about 86, about 84, 86. I gave most of all my ham equipment away. I donated it to a local tech center. I don't know whatever happened to it. It's all tube type equipment. And then when... really made a joke that a kid moved out of the house and there was something wrong with our bank account and had money in it. We figured that, you know, we had to look close. Got to be a mistake here. There's money in our bank account now.
Man, that is funny. I totally relate. We put four kids through college, the better part of it ourselves, and just stayed hunkered down and worked like crazy during that period. And we've been spending about the last 20 years packing it away, and I'm going to start collecting Social Security next year in July when I do turn 70, and the benefits probably will be worth the wait.
Yeah, this is W8MEL. Yeah, I started collecting about 13 years ago. The first year, it was kind of crazy because, you know, you're not working, but with all our investments, and we've been frugal our whole life, you know, the old, we don't buy things unless it's on sale or wholesale or find a bargain, and still the same way. We went on a couple of cruises, but only because it was a bargain. Some way we got a... threw in some extra this or that in the last minute, this year we usually head south. This year we stayed put. We stayed here and had to put up with the terrible weather.
WNEL@9KXR. Yeah, it's been a rotten winter for sure. I'm really ready to sit out in the sunny side of a building and be like an old lizard.
warming himself up on the rock, you know. Do you know, I'm sure you would know, does Michigan still operate that complete statewide network?
Well, almost complete. There's this W8IRA is, you know, they got a station in Kalamazoo, maybe Benton Harbor, that you can get in, and it covers most of the outstate. It's not too much Detroit. If you look at W8 Independent Repeater Association, IRA, you can pull up a map and see where it is and what frequencies that you can get in. Then, of course, there's another one is Yaesu FT8. They have networks. Of course, you can get in some of these if you got Echolink. You can get into quite a few. I think you can get into the repeater up here in Echolink. This is W8MEL.
Yeah, I'm with M9KXR. I used to really enjoy fiddling around, talking to the North. I'm in northern Indiana, Granger. I call it Stranger Granger for a lot of reasons, but it's been home for over 30 years and carved out a nice place here. I am literally on the Michigan line. If you leave my backyard, you are in Michigan, and nice fields and deer and a lot of wildlife right behind me. So subdivision by the front and really, really beautiful out back. I remember an episode talking from Door County to my friend in South Bend through the repeater systems, skipped across the lake a little bit, and then down from there.
Yeah, then to Granger, I used to live up in Sturgis, White Pigeon, and I had a friend that lived just north, and I would travel to Granger quite often. There used to be a guy that flew airplanes out of there, Andy McComb. He worked at Radio Distributing, and I can't think what else is, but that's changed quite a bit. It's quite a bit built up, you know, that's been 50 years ago when I used to travel through there.
Yes, sir, I might know who you're talking about. There is a Booz Field, which is right off of Birch Road, literally as a crow flies, half a mile from me, and they still keep this small grass runway groomed. And out of that area, underneath a little cardboard thing. I remember going there with my dad as a little kid. Not sure if that's the same place or not, though.
Well, it almost has to be, I want to call it downtown. Like I said, it's been several years, and people I work with at the university, I'm pretty much the only survivor. Everybody else has passed already. Like I said, I did work at Channel 28, but broadcasting changed substantially. It's mostly automated. There's hardly any people there. It's everything's run out of Quincy, Illinois. And I don't know if they do a live news, but it used to take three or four people. I used to be a transmitter engineer and work at the studio, but now the equipment is it's just different. Probably the janitor to make sure you turn the lights on.
MKXR. Yeah, that sure does simplify it. I've been through the WSBT transmitter building a couple of times through the years, and that was just fascinating. I thought I was at the North Pole and there was Santa Claus. I just was mesmerized by the scope of the equipment, and the gentleman that showed me around was just pleasant as all get out. I was in the glass business for 37 years, mostly commercial, So people built buildings, and I closed it in with glass and storefronts. So I'd go out there occasionally for kids that would throw rocks in the picnic grounds that surrounded it and fix them up.
That's interesting. Yeah, did you go in the old transmitter building that my friend Mike used to work there? I used to hang out with him, and they used to have the old transmitter. He had it down there in about 1970. It was in the 70s, and they had the old transmitter, and I don't think, maybe they still have it there. It seemed like they moved the studio out next door to it, because the studio was downtown, and then WNIT, the PBS station, took it over. But yeah, the old one has the old AM transmitter. That was quite the beast.
It was. I was just joyed walking through there. And yes, it was the old building. I believe it was just like a cement block building, maybe a little canopy in the front. It was pretty austere, so very, very fun. After NIT took over that corner downtown on Jefferson, WSBT studios now are off of Douglas Road, just east a little bit of the main drag of Mishawaka, and really nice facility. I've been in and out of there several times as well, and fascinating as all get out. My sister worked at WSBT downtown there for quite a while doing the, and I probably have the word wrong. I remember the word telesign, that she would put the wording below as required during the newscast.
Yeah, that's telesign or telesini. That was part of my job at the TV station. I loaded films. We had 35-millimeter slides, videotape machines were 2-inch, and again, that's several years ago. Now it's all computer, and they run multiple channels. I started broadcasting, and actually at one time I sold broadcast equipment. I sold TV equipment to TV stations. And then things went digital, tape machines, and actually everything I sold is now on eBay as antique equipment. When TV stations buy stuff, usually it's a great big computer system, so it's all automated. Instead of equipment that, you know, I used to sell tape machines and type-based correctors, and that stuff isn't hardly even used anymore.
Yes, N9KXR. I think we're both kind of walking antiques, if truth be known. And it's funny what you say about eBay. I see things on there, or I'll go through a retail store, and the very rock and roll I used to listen to as a kid, now being piped through the PA system as shopping music. So it is very unique and gives you an interesting perspective. Real quick, is Big Rapids, I believe, is it south of Reed City?
Yes, it is. It's 15, 20 minutes. My wife's family was from Reed City. Uncle, great uncle, had a big hardware store and was the first model Ford dealership. He was a farm implement dealer and also was a Ford dealer. He used to ship them in on a flatbed on a railroad.
You know, that is fascinating. Walking encyclopedia of knowledge. It's really, really neat to reflect on nowadays. Tube Light, of course, is the aluminum extruder is up in Reed City, and really continues to employ a lot of people. They moved the corporate office down to, I believe, Grand Rapids, And I've been through the Reed City plant many times. I primarily sold tube light storefront materials and entrances for 30 years of the 37 I was doing that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with tube light. When I was at the university, they donated, I was building something. I worked in audio visual, but I needed, I forget what I needed, and they donated some aluminum, wasn't very much. But yeah, they've got another, maybe they got a factory down here in Grand Rapids too, I don't remember. But I remember tube light.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. I'm thinking some time in the late 40s to 50s. Very consistent growth. They seem to always have a good business model of not growing too quickly and doing the proper engineering before releasing things. And I just think it was a good steady-as-you-go at the helm type of company. And I was very, very happy to have gotten a lot of support from them. And yes, and I think it's only the corporate office, the administrative end of things that moved down to Grand Rapids. So, anyway, that's how I cut my teeth in life and carried on from there. I've been working since I've been about 14, I think, before I could get a work permit. And, boy, I barely made it out of high school. I never did want to go to college and just got married instead, so... I'm not a planner, but I'm a pretty good opportunist, and did okay with what I had.
Yeah, I grew up in Sturgis. I got interested in radio. I was thinking the other day, my first was a crystal radio, no power. I get my grandson's interested in that. It's kind of an interesting project. That's how I... God, and I was at a 4-H project. I built a heat kit, and then I went to Lake Michigan College up in Benton Harbor. Actually, I can say I graduated. Only 10% of the people that go, usually they transfer out, but I'm a graduate of Lake Michigan College.
Wow, that's really neat. NIKS, you know, you mentioned earlier about your old antique radios and whatnot. I did have, although I couldn't transmit on it, a heat kit. It was green, glowed beautifully in a dark room or darkened room. Am I dreaming that it might have been called an HP 101?
Might have been an HW101. That was a transceiver, I believe. It was a That was an all tube. I actually went through heat kit when they were still in business. Did a tour of the place. I rode up there with a chief engineer of Channel 22 at the time, my friend Mike who worked there, and some other people. And they had a great big automated inventory system. It looked like a difficult way to do something simple. And I went through the place. Then I worked for the phone company. When the heat kit shut down, I went down there and installed phone service to people that were in the building. But yeah, heat kit, there's market change. You can buy a Japanese radio that worked better than heat kit, so heat kind of went out of business.
N9KXR. Yeah, no doubt about it. My first radio was a HP Yaesu FT-470, I believe, dual band. And had a couple of ICOMs down the way that were mobile that I turned into bases. And had some Yagis I could turn around and crank stuff up a little bit. And talk about tubes. I remember almost killing myself one night on a live 6LQ6 tube. I believe I grounded myself out on it, or at least my finger did.
This is W8MEL. Yeah, working with high voltage transistor is, you're not going to get shocked. My first gig, I worked at Kroger's and they had a public address system on bad. They took it to the dealer and the dealer said, well, it's obsolete. We can't get a schematic for it. And it's a transformer burnout because of capacitors. So I went home, I had my spare part with it. I took a transformer, I was old black and white television, got a new capacitor and put it in there. And then the repair place, one that had some equipment over there, an old CD power amplifier, linear amplifier, that the transformer was gone. And I go, it's just a transformer. He goes, and they couldn't figure it out. So, but I think I'll let you go. Interesting conversations, but I'm over there planting some lettuce, and I had a problem, so I had to look on the computer how to fix my mold problem. So maybe we'll catch each other later. I'm not on a lot, but once in a while I stick my nose in the ham shack. 7-3s, we'll talk to you later. This is W8MEL.
Yeah, the pleasure's been mine. This is you're the first person I've talked to in, like I say, a long, long time. So it was very pleasurable and hope to meet up with you soon. No question about it. Take care, remain healthy and happy, and I do hope to talk to you soon. 73
WA MEL and 9KXR through the WB9YPA repeater. This is KA9OVO. You might also want to look into the All-Star Link. It's becoming the most popular network, which is the way many of these repeaters are connected together, and it's the way I'm talking through them.
KB9OVO through All-Star Link. This is N9KXR. I do need to learn about that, how to access them, and be able to go out and have some fun. Where are you located?
Kilo Alpha 9 Oscar Victor Oscar. I'm in Lakeville, Indiana. I am All-Star linked to a Laporte repeater on 2 meters that is linked into the 200 net.
Now you sound wonderful. How fun is that? My goodness. Good old Lakeville is the very first town I lived in after I got married in South Bend. A little over 50 years ago, we lived on Lieber Road, just south of the old 84 Lumber, and next door to some very nice people whose last name was Shirley. I was about the second house in off 31.
And Nancy Shirley lives right across the street from us now.
Now, would she be the original Shirley's daughter or granddaughter?
Well, she's probably your age, and she has 2 sons that ran the 2 auto shops in Lakeville.
Okay, I'm wondering, that's got to be maybe their daughter. Because I got married at 19, and Mr. and Mrs. Shirley back then, I'm guessing, of course I thought they were just ancient, but I doubt if they were 40.
CMN Network.
My wife tells me Nancy is 90 years old.
N9KXR here. That would be Mrs. Shirley. If you or your wife could ever give her a big hug for us, we really would appreciate that. We visited them a couple of times after we moved away after a four-year stint next door to them we were renting. For $135 a month on 3.5 acres. They were the most gracious people, very possibly I've ever met in my life. So it would be John and Cindy. They used to bring us over water when our well would freeze up so we could flush the old toilet.
Well, I know Nancy said she lived down there by 84 Lumber, and her two sons opened two different auto mechanic shops here in Lakeville. And then when her husband, which I thought she said his name was John, when her husband died, she moved over into the duplex complex for seniors.
That is amazing. Yeah, that's awesome. When my wife gets off the school bus and gets home tonight, I'm going to mention that to her, and that would place her at just about that age. Very interesting. Yeah, thanks so much for bringing that up, and it really is a small world. That was one of the more enjoyable places we were, and that was our after-marriage breakaway from the whole scene of South Bend, which was music to our ears.
Well, I lived in South Bend for 22 years, so you're not telling me anything when you say moving away was music. Anyway, I've got to go take care of something. I've been fighting all morning to get some equipment working properly over here. I finally got it working properly, and because I'm talking on it. And now I got to get out the door to go do some work. So I really appreciate talking to you. This is KA9OVO in Lakeville.
Thanks so much, 73. We'll hope to run into you soon here, or once I figure out Starlink, somewhere else. K9OVO, this is N9KXR, clear.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KC9TWX.
CMN Network, 220.
DLP Mobile 9. BSK, you out there?
Sorry about that. Keisha just stopped by about 5 minutes before closing and she had something she wanted to tell me.
Oh, another chapter in its building turns?
Perhaps a little extra intel. We can discuss it when I get home. I'll be there in just a minute. If you got to go, go. I'll be there in not even 4 minutes.
Okay, yeah, patio door is not blocked. That's normal. And the south door is ajar. I'm in the driveway right now. Let me see, warm up.
I was going to say, don't tell them too much about what's hanging open because, you know, it's easy to find.
And we have a big guard dog. I did this so you could have the driveway.
I'm sorry, did you repeat the first part of that?
I said I did this so you could have the driveway. I'll park up on the lawn in the front when I get back.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to be able to back in, so I just figured I'd wait till you go.
Oh, okay, I'm good. You're not leaving me to sit there. Okay. Talking a little bit, 7388, W9DLP. I'll pull out since it's block of traffic going by.
Where are you going? But if it happens to be a store, get some butter.
Butter.
That reminds me, did you remember to take orange with you?
Probably not. I've got a couple cards. Yeah, I find that interesting. You were able to hear me okay, and we were about 50 feet apart. Before, when we were that close, you couldn't. I overwhelmed your receiver. Maybe an IDLP on the island vehicle. Maybe an IDLP back in the mobile.
CMN Network, MI3.